This math right here, friends.
I'm glad you
say, Robert said this is the damnedest mess he ever run into is these friends.
Oh, that's all right. Heaven's this, my secretary, she won't know.
She better not.
Then take a taste of it. Boy, you won't drink it all. You won't
try to get this cool enough that I can use it.
Boy, that's trouble. You know, the first time I went to Louisiana, if they hadn't been watching me, I'd have poured it out. Ain't that stout? No one, they don't have chills and fever down there. They can cure anything with it.
Boy, that's right.
Oh, I'm telling you, to me it is. Ain't that stout?
It's good, though.
I think that's one reason it rains so much. I think it rains so I have chills and fever. That's all. No kidding.
You have
Yeah, that's very refreshing.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man, they can't get along without that coffee. When they go on a trip, they bring their coffee.
Fellow drank a gallon that day. I bet he'd live maybe more.
100 years. Yeah, I kid him. They ain't even got a cemetery down among them friends.
You just put them up in racks.
Yeah, they don't die down there.
Where are they from?
Marksville. That's, you know what, Alexandria, Louisiana.
Yeah.
Well, it's just about 30 miles on down to Marksville, down along that Red River.
Down toward Baton Rouge.
Well, no, it's quite a little way from Marksville. How far is Baton Rouge from Marksville?
87 miles.
87 miles.
That's cool. Yeah, pretty cold winters down there.
Oh yeah,
30
degrees.
Last year.
It's kind of damp, you know.
Uh-huh.
It gets, I didn't think it did, you know, but it does. But they don't have no, they have maybe snow once in 20 years down there. So.
Huh.
Just a miracle if they ever have snow.
Mm-hmm. I've never been down in that country.
That's
not true. I've been there. I've been passing through on troop trains.
Yeah.
Stopped in New Orleans.
Yeah. I like to go down and visit. Oh man, bulk of people. They really eat down there in Princeton.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they
Boy,
really feed you. In about every place you go, they have a little bit here. Yeah. Every place you go, they come out bringing some French coffee.
Mm.
Yeah, that's custom. They come out with French coffee.
Mm. That's good. Can't get that in the state, I guess.
No, you can't get it here.
Well, we were talking about wheat a while back. When the weather's dry and the wheat doesn't mature in the
head.
Well, the skin on each kernel gets sort of wrinkled.
Oh, it swivels.
Boy, that's miserable, isn't
it? Oh, yeah, it swivels on the dry weather, you know, it'll burn it, you know, it's dry, you know, and make it, you know, kind of burn, and then it makes the grain swivel, you know.
Mm-hmm. It's just no good, is it?
Well, it don't weigh good, and you lose a lot of that, you see. It don't weigh good. It's light wheat.
Mm-hmm. What would you call a fancy covering for a bed?
For a while. It's not like those
having
cage.
Well, let's see. Well, it'd be nice covers and nice bedspread. Stuff like that. A nice pretty bedspread.
Yeah,
no.
Did your mother call us anything else?
No, we kind of went for that name, but the early days we didn't have that stuff so much. No, I tell you, we didn't have all that stuff in the early days. They just didn't have it. The little two-bit stores, you know, little old stock, and just, oh, you could hardly get anything. Robert didn't have that stuff in the early days.
I was wondering if it was ever called a counterpin or a counterpane.
Well, yeah, we used to kind of have what kind of a counter pimp on the bed. And you know how we got our mattress them days? We'd take a tick and watch a straw pile, we thrashed it. We slept on straw ticks in the early days here. Yeah, straw ticks. We didn't have these mattress things them days.
Hmm. They aren't as good as mattresses, are they?
Oh, man, no. No, I slept on straw ticks and everything. I tell you, life is pretty tough here 64 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a kidding you. Man, I went through a lot of hard times.